Cuba has sent thousands of doctors to Venezuela in the past 2 years as part of a cooperation pact between the two countries. The program's supporters have praised the Cubans for bringing medical care to some of the poorest people in Venezuela. But the program has also created an unintended headache for the Venezuelan government, a growing number of doctors who don't want to go back to Cuba. NPR's Martin Costi visited Caracas and has this report.
Otto Sanchez is a sports medicine specialist from Havana, and he has the big build of a former athlete. But since December, when he went AWOL from his job with the Cuban medical mission, he's had to stay indoors. He says his Cuban accent makes it impossible for him to go outside.
As soon as one talks anywhere around here, they peg you as a Cuban. People know you're Cuban, and they know about the situation with the Cuban doctors, and they might grab you or denounce you to the authorities.
Sanchez used to be a high-ranking official for the Cuban doctors program in the Venezuelan state of Aragua, near Caracas. He says he left after his Cuban supervisors ordered him to lie about the circumstances of the death of another doctor, to make it look like an anti-Cuban assassination. He says when he refused, they confined him to his quarters, and after a week, they told him they were going to send him home. And that's when he decided to run away.
You know that to be tried as a dissident in Cuba can cost you 20 or 30 years. And if they add a charge of treason, it could cost you even your life.
Sanchez took advantage of a lapse in the security outside his room and escaped, even though it meant he might not see his wife or son for years to come. Since then, he's been hiding in the homes of sympathetic Venezuelans. He still has a valid visa, and in theory, he should have nothing to fear from the Venezuelan authorities. But that's not how it really is, says Julio Cesar Alfonso, a former Cuban dissident who now lives in Miami and is trying to help Sanchez get asylum. He hasn't broken any law, but a fake criminal case could be made against him, especially by the National Guard, which responds directly to President Chavez, Alfonso says. He cites the case of Dr. Ulises Bernal, Sanchez's brother-in-law. He also went underground in Venezuela, but was arrested in early February on his way to the Colombian border. He was turned in by two Venezuelan journalists who say he kidnapped them, even though he was armed only with a pair of scissors. Bernal's defenders believe the journalists were working for the Venezuelan National Guard and used the promise of an interview to lure him out of hiding. Bernal is now being held in a maximum security jail cell, facing possible kidnapping charges. The two journalists won't give interviews about the incident. But at least one other Cuban doctor has been able to cross the border into Colombia. I went in with a fake Venezuelan ID, says Dr. Alexis Perez, who made it to Colombia, then flew to Spain, where he's now awaiting a decision on his immigration status. Perez says he got the fake ID from a secretive network of Venezuelans who oppose President Chavez, including some military officers.
Hello?
Despite the existence of this network, a cell phone is still the only contact with the outside world that Otto Sanchez allows himself, and he believes even that is risky. After his brother-in-law was arrested, he threw away his old phone, worried that the Venezuelan police might track its signal. He says when he was still a high-ranking official with the doctors program, he knew of at least a dozen Cuban doctors who disappeared just in his region. But he says he has no idea what happened to them. He says there's a chance that they were recaptured and forced back to Cuba in secret.
It's as if this were now just another province of Cuba. Everything they do in consultation with the Cuban authorities and with Castro's advisors. Really, there's no sphere of government left here that doesn't have Cuban advisors.
NPR made repeated requests for interviews with the Venezuelan government about the legal status of the Cuban doctors, but no one from the presidency nor the Justice Ministry would agree to talk. The Cuban embassy in Caracas also refused to give an interview. But on previous occasions, the program's supporters have said that reports of unhappy or intimidated doctors are part of a propaganda campaign by the Venezuelan opposition. They point out that approximately 10,000 Cuban doctors have come to Venezuela and that the number of defections, which has not been made public, is relatively small. Martin Costi, NPR News.